sincere people are attracted to sincere people. The enemy is still trying to divide people, sincere people from sincere people. You have to understand this. The enemy don't want you collaborating and talking to and edifying each other, because iron sharpens iron. Sometimes people don't know that. And sometimes sincere people fall into a trap where, you know, the enemy will try to introduce some of his ways to slow down the progress of the Holy Spirit. You have to be wise in your ways. At my sister's funeral, my sister-in-law's funeral, I said the enemy wants to divide good people from good people. I said, the Lord had me to say, nurture the relationships that have been a blessing to you. Don't let those relationships go. Stay in contact with people that have blessed you, pastors that have blessed you. You fight for those relationships, contend for them, because the enemy wants to divide any which way he can. He'll use any. I'm an old warrior, so none of the tricks that he liked to use works against me. And the people he would try to divide me from, I pray for. I go by what God say, and I was saying I learned to monitor the Holy Spirit. Some people are more ready for a revelation that you may freshly have than at different times of their life. So sometimes you have to wait. You have to monitor the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. This is Titus chapter 1. He said, he was dealing with insincerity. And he said some things. I'm going to start down here and then I'll go backwards. Back up. He said, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. That's the problem with leaven. Now let's go back and look at the whole chapter. I'm going to try to do this in 1 minute. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. See, Titus was also an apostle. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, nor striker, not given to fifth and lucre. In other words, sincere. Verse 8. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, Jewish people of the circumcision, verse 11, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. They're highly leavened, see. Verse 12, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil be slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that are turned from the truth. Now, this is where he said, verse 15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every work reprobate. See, when people are leavened, they're going to act like they're leavened. They're going to be leavened. They're going to talk leavened. Jesus is nothing to a leavened person, people that's leavened with the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's the whole system in a nutshell. That's what the world is. See, the world system, it has a leaven of hatred. It will always cross the line. God told Adam, the day you eat of this tree, you should surely die. Now, God believed in Adam. God set Adam up to do what was right, to love what was right, to love what was true, to love obedience. He had every reason to trust God. God had never lied to him. God made put him over the earth. He told him to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. That gave clue that there was an enemy out there, and have dominion over you. You reign this. You run this. Not angels, not nothing else. No fallen angels, no real angel. You have dominion here. A sincere heart will obey him like Jesus. Not only like Jesus, but those who hear him. See, the disciples, they had to learn along with a sincere heart. You have to make adjustments along the way. If you were born in sin, shaped by iniquity, you can still have a sincere heart. And when you see more light, you always run to it. See, the people who always run to more light, they are sincere. Because they'll run to more light in hopes of living a more true life. They want to know better so that they can do better. They understand that they don't have it all together, but they want to. And these are the kind of people, when the Holy Spirit talked to, they don't forget it. They don't let it slip. They don't drop the ball. And they stop letting people talk them out of it. Now, when they're in the baby stage, the enemy might get away with a few things. Insincere people, they are always on ready to hinder the things of God. That's how insincere people are. That's why they can't go forward and they can't see their condition. They're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And that's all they expect. And they're trying to get something from the outside all the time because there's nothing on the inside. They don't have faith on the inside. They don't have blood covenant with Jesus on the inside. Even if they named his name, because they are insincere, they're always contrary to everything that Jesus said to. And a half-hearted person is going to follow God in a half-hearted manner. You cannot be half-hearted and enter the kingdom of God. Philip didn't tell the eunuch, yes, you can. The eunuch asked, what hinders me to be baptized? He didn't say nothing. He said, if you believe with your whole heart, you may. So trying to coerce people to get saved is not the way to go. You tell them the truth and let them do it if that's what they want. Encourage them, yes. But let them know you got to be sincere or this will not work for you. Because they'll turn it off. I mean, think about it. When people try to follow God with a half heart, the devil's going to win. And their condition will probably be worse than if they had never got. I mean, it's bad. You don't get to. When you learn who God is, stay in faith. If somebody got to make you go to church, you need to get saved. If somebody got to make you pray, you might need to get saved. Do something about insincerity. It's not your friend. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. When he messed up with Bathsheba, he knew he messed up. You can't let your mind run around. You have to protect it. You have to protect sincerity in your heart. See, people can get to a point that, you know, just like Isaiah chapter 10. You know, to the pure mind, everybody's pure, but that's not the case. You have to see leavened people for what they really are. And how do you do that? You monitor the Holy Spirit. Now, God is for everybody just like he's for us. they just, he gave them grace, so work with the grace that he gave them. They might not be perfect, they might get on your nerves, but work with the grace that he gave them. Now listen to verse chapter, I'm saying this because there are people out there that are insincere, and they're not as sincere as they should be. And they don't really care about the things of God like you may care about them. And for whatever reason, that's how they are. I don't try to change people. I try to work with time, over time. Love them sincerely. I don't just love people just so they'll go to heaven. That's just the way to be. I love every soul, just like Jesus loves every soul. I don't love people to get something. I don't love people just to get them saved. I love people because that's the heart of God. He loved me when I was out there and didn't know him. And if there's a chance they can know him, I want them to know him. Jesus said, I love you for you, not what you do for me. So I love people in the name of Jesus. I love people everywhere. And it blesses me if I can help them, even if they don't like me. I don't care. I love people. Because if anything will get people to know the Lord, is the love of God. They'll have a comparison, and people need that. Now watch. This is Isaiah 10. I'm about to wrap up. Verse 1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousness which they prescribe, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Now, when Isaiah wrote this, Israel had come to a point. They were so hardened that they were about to be taken over and wouldn't even ask for help anymore. They had become so leavened that the Lord raised up the king of Assyria. Now watch verse 4. He said, without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still, the hand of redemption and the hand of war. Verse 5. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. Then God said in verse 6, I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire in the streets. This man came to destroy Israel, scatter them all over the Middle East. He said, howbeit he means not so. He don't care about God either. Neither doeth his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. We're surrounded by nations that want to take America. And America is worse than Israel was then. But there are some sincere people here that's holding things back. Verse 8, for he said, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calnois Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? And as my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, in whose graven image did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord has performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his hallows. He's going to be dealt with too and devastated. See, sowing and reaping, what you sow, you reap. He did it for the wrong. He exercised God's wrath, but he wasn't right himself. God is going to, don't think that God just want to save everybody and love everybody. He loves everybody, but he's also the God of justice. He's going to judge this stuff. He's going to judge in sincerity. The day of the rapture, he told me, he said, When I rapture my people, not one mistake will be made. That got my attention. Then he said this a few days ago. See, I should have wrote dated every time he said, I'm going to start doing that, dating every time he tell me something in my journal. I have a journal, but I don't forget it, but I need to date it. Recently, like a week ago, he said, not one sincere people will be left, and not one leavened person will be taken. And before that, he said, when the rapture happens, he's been dealing with me about it. I don't ask him stuff about the rapture all day. He brings it to me, so I know it's close. He said in 2017, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left, because there's so many people that's not sincere. And I'm a watchman, so I warn people on the radio. I warn people everywhere I go. I warn people on the website broadcast, this one. I tell my friends. So he's coming. He said when he does come, when he raptures the church, he said people on earth are going to be looking for their people here. And people in heaven are going to be looking for their people there. And sometimes in heaven they'll find their people. It's going to be so many. But then there's so many that's not going to go. Because of insincerity, lukewarm living, and foolishness, and leaven of the world. They like the world. They don't pray against it. They're just like Saul. They bring back the king of Agag home and let people keep the best of his flock, not realizing that the possessions of the wicked is a leaven all by itself. If he would have stayed in the word of God, he would have remembered when you bring the spoil of other nations home, you have to burn it with fire if it's metal, and if it can't withstand fire, you wash it. But God told them to destroy everything, even the children, and bring nothing back. But an insincere man can't fight like a sincere man. A man that's leavened with the leaven of the world, or the leaven of Herod, or the leaven of the Pharisees, God forbid, he can't fight like a sincere man. So this is important. Don't forget these things and stay in the love of God. Where when you live the love of God, there is no law. You fulfill the law. But you can't fulfill the law if you love the world. It's impossible. And God can't take people to heaven that love the world somewhere. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord and King. Forever love him. Forever be sincere. Stay in covenant, stay in authority, and stay in victory.